Jay, the band has now played together for 23 years, and there were a lot of ups and downs in the history, but the last good thing now for the band is that you've rejoined with Brett. Do you think it's a very big step in the band history?
I don't know if it's a big, it's one of the ups. Like you said, there's been a lot of ups and downs, so this time period is one of the ups for the band.
It seems to be a very good step because now you've released a record that that is rated to be one of the best for years now. How do you explain this success in the media?
It's a good record, and I think having Brett come back and write and having Greg get back into that competitive writing with Brett always works best for us. I think part of the problem was is that our last two records weren't really that good. So people started just saying, oh, Bad Religion, yeah, we like them. They've been around for a long time, but it's not very good. But when we made this record, we were making a record for no other reason than to make it. We were off of our label deal. We went back with Epitaph, and we were working with Brett. So we were all very happy. But I think as far as why we would do that, it was just something fun to do for no reason. No major label pressure, no thought about what it's going to be worth.
Was it also a good step to move from Atlantic to Epitaph? Maybe to have more freedom in the music, or...
No, it's not that there's more freedom in the music. A label is a label. It was a good thing for us to move from Epitaph to anywhere at the time. We had to get away from each other, and it's a good move to go back now. No one has ever, ever, in the history of this band, said anything about the music that we play or tried to dictate what our sound has been. The big deal, like you said, was having Brett come back in as a songwriter because he has a great sense of what it takes to drive this band directionally.
You've never lost contact, but why did it take so long to rejoin the band as it's now?
Well, I see, yeah, I don't, that never lost contact, that's not true. Not only did we lose contact, Brett was basically off in a drug haze and no one could find him. So everyone lost contact with him. I've seen that in the print a couple of times where it's like, yeah, we always had bullshit. No one has ever stayed with Brett. He actually vanished off the face of the earth.
Would you say, when you look back on 23 years of the band history, that the word punk for you has changed, or that the feeling the band gives you has changed a lot in these many years?
No, because I don't care about what happens outside of my world. I'm a punk because my dad said I was. Not because I say I am.
But it still seems to be very successful. All your records sound typically like Bad Religion sounds. Okay, the current album is a bit better than the others maybe, but everything on the album is typically Bad Religion. How do you explain the success this style has for 23 years now?
I can't. If I could explain it, I would write a book. But, you know, it's... It's obvious when you look at other bands on Epitaph that were around when we started that we molded and put production in the studio to make them sound a little more like us because that's what we knew how to do. Why it became popular, I haven't the slightest idea. It's not that it's bad. It's just something it's something different. It's not that different now because there's a million bands that do it, but I still think we're the best Bad Religion that there is.
Your single Broken from the album not just has the punk basics, but also has some pop elements. How do you think that gets together, the acoustic guitar in between the chorus lines?
Yeah, you know, people don't... I guess people think that our influences are GBH and The Exploited, when really they're more like Elvis Costello. I think that if you could... You know, go back in the history of Bad Religion and talk to us when we were 15, 16 years old. That's what you'd have on one side of a cassette. You'd have the Sex Pistols, and on the other side, you'd have Elvis Costello and Nick Lowe. We're still big suckers for pop music, and I love a good chorus. I just don't like people screaming in my face.
What do you expect now the tour to be like? you're on a lot of dates here in Germany now and then go back for a lot of dates in America. How do you expect the people to react?
Maybe dancing, spitting, throwing some shoes, drinking beers, falling down.
But maybe much more euphoric than in the last years?
Maybe. I hope so. I know a lot of people have said, like, hey, you know, we really liked what you did last time. And it's like, yeah, but I didn't really feel that confident or positive about it. It was just something to do. It does seem like people are a little more excited about this. And the tours that we've done so far, we've been on the road since January. So everybody comes and says, this is a great record. This is a great record. So, you start believing it, and it makes you feel a little better.
You're on the Vans Warped Tour this summer. I heard most people think it's very good, but some of you said it's a very hard tour. How do you think about the Vans Warped Tour in general?
It's easy to play because you only have to play for 35 or 40 minutes a night. It's very grinding because there's 300 people on the tour, and Kevin likes to put the venues in the middle of parking lots or dirt fields. So when you wake up in the morning and you have to go find coffee, you just like walk for an hour. Where are we? I don't know. Somewhere in the middle of Iowa. It's a dirty tour. It's a fucking grinding, dirty tour. But it's great. So
it's great to do so many gigs in one row?
Sure, why not? I don't care. Yeah, I don't have that problem.